Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Minister of Agriculture Gabriel D. Wangso inaugurated the 2-day Arunachal Pradesh Jaiv Vivitta Beach Utsav 2026 at Yazali today. While inaugurating the festival, the minister underscored that traditional ecological knowledge is the state's greatest defense against accelerating climate shifts. The minister highly commended local preservation achievements, notably congratulating Hage Nanya from Zero for protecting local farm sovereignty by applying for intellectual property rights protection under the Protection of Plant Varieties and Farmers' Rights Act for 12 indigenous paddy varieties of the Lower Subansiri district. The opening day concluded with the official inauguration of the Arunachal Agro Biodiversity Festival and Sustainable Livelihoods Exhibition, bringing together community seed conservers from Kipanyur and Lower Subansiri with departments of forestry, animal husbandry, the spices port, and pioneering local enterprises like Nara Aba. A high-level delegation from the National Commission for Women Delhi arrived at Zero today for an intensive tour of the district. Led by NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar, the delegation reviewed the innovative Yashoda AI initiative aimed at exploring how cutting-edge technology can be humanized to solve everyday challenges faced by mothers and frontline workers. Later in the day, the delegation sat down with village elders, young women, and local families for an open awareness session on essential central and state government schemes managed by Regional Health and Livelihood Department. Meanwhile, reflecting the deep significance of the visit, the government of Arunachal Pradesh has honored the central team with the prestigious status of state guests. Deputy Commissioner, Upper Subansiri District, Taso Gambo, today inspected the Subansiri Bridge. While inspecting the under-construction works, the Deputy Commissioner directed the construction agency to speed up the remaining concrete part while ensuring the quality of work. The Subansiri Bridge was sanctioned in the year 2022-23 to connect West Siang and Leparada District under the Trans-Arunachal Highway. MLA Basar Nyabu Jinidirji flagged off the Green Adventure Park Road Challenge Chapter 2.0 at Dari today. Organized by the GAP, the 3-day adventure challenge aims to promote adventure tourism, hone off-road driving skills, and foster environmental awareness while showcasing the natural beauty of Arunachal Pradesh. Participants from Assam, Meghalaya, and various districts across the state are participating in the off-roading challenge. Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyel Angmo today convened the quarterly DCC-DLRC meeting for the quarter ended March 2026 at the Conference Hall of DC Office, Tawang. Discussions were held on measures to improve the credit-deposit ratio of the district and strengthen banking outreach for inclusive economic growth. Meanwhile, the DC emphasized for effective coordination among departments and financial institutions for successful implementation of developmental and livelihood-oriented schemes in the district. India enjoyed an impressive day at the Singapore Open today with Lakshya Sen, PV Sindhu, the men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy, and the mixed doubles duo of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto all advancing to the quarterfinals. Sindhu defeated Japan's Riko Gunji in straight games 21-9, 21-12 in the women's singles round of 16. With this victory, Sindhu moves into the quarterfinals, where she is set for a high-profile clash against South Korea's An Se-yong. India and China reviewed the situation in border areas and expressed satisfaction with progress met in maintaining peace and tranquility. The two countries reviewed the situation during the 35th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs. The meeting was held yesterday in Beijing. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the discussions were constructive and forward-looking. The two sides discussed issues pertaining to delimitation, border management, mechanism building, and cross-border cooperation. The ministry said that the Indian side stressed on early meeting of the next expert-level mechanism on trans-border rivers. During the meeting, both sides agreed to maintain regular exchanges and contacts at the diplomatic and military levels through mechanisms including those that were agreed upon as part of outcomes of 24th Special Representative's talks. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.